The key to stopping the Saints has always been to stop Drew Brees. Now, most years, that's easier said than done. But this year, Brees, like a lot of the Saints teammates, are having an off year. His completion percentage is down by nearly 10 points, and his sack and his interception totals are up. The Eagles can limit his effectiveness by forcing him to throw on the run and by keeping him from beating them with big plays on first down. The best way to neutralize Drew Brees is to force him to leave the pocket. Brees is just 8 of 26 with 82 yards when he's throwing on the run this season. And that includes one very ugly pick six interception against the Panthers. Getting Brees out of the pocket, however, is not easy. The blitz is tempting, but it's a risky proposition. Opponents rushed Brees with five or more defenders 87 times through the first six games, and the results were mixed. Brees' completion rate on blitzes drops a few points, from 59% to 56%, and the blitzes did yield five sacks and four turnovers. But Brees averages 15 yards per completion when blitzed. If you don't get to him, he's likely to find an open receiver and make a big play. Brees has always excelled at taking shots downfield, particularly on first down, and this year is no exception. Brees has thrown deep on first down 16 times this year. That's an average of a little more than two shots downfield per game. He has completed nine of those passes for 278 yards and five touchdowns, including 80 and 48-yard touchdown passes. If the Saints are going to burn you with a big pass play, it will likely be on first down. On the other hand, Brees has not been efficient at all this season on third and long. He has dropped back the pass 20 times on third down with more than 10 yards to go, completing just nine passes and generating only five first downs. But Brees is much more efficient on third and medium situations. With 3 to 9 yards to go, he has converted 50% of his first downs, 28 for 56. The best way to stop the Saints' passing game on third down may be to stop them on first and second downs.